Good evening, everybody. Welcome to TC Talks episode 10. Hurrah! We are back again, this time, as you can see on your screen. I've been joined by the A-team, so to speak. Stupot over in the other side, and Cal has joined us yet again. Apparently Tuesday is a better night for Cal, so who knew?
Yeah.
So guys, how are you all? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Not bad at all.
Good, good. Surviving in the current apocalypse?
Yeah, I actually like staying indoors.
Nothing's changed for you then.
Yeah, you're a bit of a social hermit though, really, aren't you, sometimes?
I am a bit.
But then other times you're like, yeah, but now yesterday I've spent all day at the cinema, and you're like, what? You don't go out for weeks and weeks, and the next minute you're like never home.
Yeah, I have this flippy flop where I'm one extreme to the other, and it just happens.
Well, we don't need to talk about your flippity flop, right?
Flippity flop.
there's things to talk about and then things not to. So guys, thank you for joining us. If you're watching this live tonight on Twitch, welcome to the Twitch channel. If you are listening to this on one of the podcasting apps, we are Thumb Culture. We're a game review website. If you've read our stuff before, then you'll know all about us. If you've listened to one of these podcasts before, then you'll know what we're all about. We're all about just a bunch of guys and girls playing games, reviewing games, and bringing those reviews to yourselves, really. The one thing that makes us slightly different is all the revenue that we make through our Twitch channel all goes to charity, with this year being SUDEP, the sudden and unexpected deaths in epilepsy. And all throughout 2020, we will be raising money for those. I keep telling myself that I'm going to start streaming more gameplay videos and stuff like that, so that will be coming soon. We will also be hosting our annual charity stream weekend, whether that's a couple of weekends split up or just go for it. One long weekend, we will see. But that's usually towards the end of the summer when the temperature's cooling down a little bit. Because the last thing we want, or anybody wants, is to be sat in front of a computer whilst the sun is beaming out there. Obviously, it's not now because it's 9:05 on a Tuesday night. I almost said Sunday then. I'll have it.
Almost.
But without further ado, it's time for that welcome section. So, boys, how has your week been?
It's not too bad.
Same old, really. Yeah. Same old.
I played Doom on the weekend. Doom Eternal.
Doom Eternal, very nice. How was that?
Quite intense. I played about an hour and I had to like stop because like, oh, it was a lot going on, like so much going on.
Right.
I just had to take a time out. I was like, maybe I'm getting old for these fast-paced shooters now. I don't know. But it was quite intense, but it was good though, really good. Just the whole music, you got the metal, the guitar, and you're going in with your BFGs, you know, going in, smashing up some demons. It was fun, but you have to take five. You have to take five. It's quite exhausting, but yeah, it was good. What else I play? Animal Crossing. I know we're all playing Animal Crossing.
Oh, yes.
Play a little of that.
I've never heard of that game. Sorry, never heard of it.
Oh, well, wow, this little island. I know. Me and Callum are playing some Div 2, actually. You know,
hell yeah.
Crack of that. You're enjoying some, that. Some
The Division, is that?
Yeah, sorry, The Division 3.
Partie 2,
yeah.
Not the DLC?
Not yet, because we found out if you buy the DLC, it boosts you straight to 30, and we kind of want to play the story until 30.
Wow, so, very noble of you both.
We're nearly there. Level 25?
5, yeah. We've got 5 levels left, and then as soon as it's done, yeah, we'll probably pick it up.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. So, well, for me, it's been pretty standard for week for me. A bit of Call of Duty.
It's classic.
Yeah, a bit of Call of Duty. A little bit more Call of Duty. And then a little bit more Call of Duty.
And a little Animal Crossing.
Oh, and Animal Crossing, yeah, obviously. I mean, Animal Crossing is life.
Just because
I'm
saying, isn't it?
You know, exactly. I mean, Animal Crossing is life. It's been an interesting week, this isolation business. Definitely caused some problems for certain people and for things like that, so you know, it's definitely a strange old world. Yeah. We're currently Aboding?
Guess so.
Aboding? Yeah. Aboded? Abode-eyed? I don't know. Living in.
Living in right now. Yeah. I'm in my fourth week. You two in your third week. Well, not so much you, Stinks. You do coincide a little bit, I suppose.
Well, I'm kind of isolated anyway.
Yeah.
My day job. So this, for me, is kind of, you know, not too bad.
Yeah. It's just mainly the other stuff. If you need to go out, you shouldn't go. Like that kind of.
Yeah. Do you know, I've been on leave for a couple of days now, and I've been looking after my son, and I've been taking him for some nice long walks and stuff. Obviously, government issued, advised walks and exercise, and it's one of those where you start having to think in advance of where you're walking.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
And people like moving outside. Like, you have to cross over and stuff. Kid named Austin. What's up, children? Oh, I don't think we're children, but what's up? Thank you very much for the follow on the old Twitcheroo. But yeah, you have to kind of plan in advance where you're going to walk. So, obviously, I'm walking with a pram, so I can't walk in the road. So, I either cross over the road, or I tend to cross over the road to the other side.
Yes.
But then I had an incident. I had like a situation today where it was almost like I was playing Frogger for real.
Right.
Where there were on either side of the road, two people walking at the same point. You kind of have to think, oh, I'm going to leave to kind of go diagonally between them. And it's fun times. Really, it's fun times.
I had to take a little trip to Tesco to pick up some stuff. I'm lending my car out to one of my wife's friends because she uses public transport. There's only one train at the moment.
Right.
So I was like, well, I'm not using my car, so you can use it. So I took a walk, and I was the same again. You know, I walked down the street, I could see somebody coming towards me. So I go, lucky enough, it's quiet roads a few parts of the way, so I could walk like almost the other side of the car, then park the side.
Yeah.
So I'd be doing a lot of that. I see it, right? I'll move this way. Or a few times I see somebody moving this, like the right side of the pavement. Oh, okay, I can see it's a bus shelter. So I go in a bit. Every step you've got a plan. It's so bizarre all of a sudden, isn't it? Like, but everybody adapts, like, pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, biggest thing. Kid named Austin in the chat has just said some grown men talking about video games. I mean, you know, don't see what's wrong with that.
That's what
majority of gamers these days are adults.
Yeah, because we all gonna buy our games. Who else supports it?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see how that conversation expands. So guys, should we just move on to the news?
Yes, news.
Boom, boom, boom. There it is, news. I have some hot off the press news, but we'll do that in the third point.
Okay.
We'll do that after your news.
Yeah. My first one is, it's kind of a bit of a question a little bit. Do we still need print gaming magazines? Do you ever remember back in the day, maybe like Games Master, stuff like that? You see more, you go to W.H. Smith, got a bunch of different computer magazines.
Do you ever used to buy back in the day? It's still out now.
Wow, see, straight away, it's just answered my question.
The answer to your question is I think that print magazines don't hold as much necessity.
Yeah.
Nowadays. I think they're good. A lot of people do like having print magazines, but a lot of the print magazines like OPM, Official PlayStation Magazine, they do a digital subscription. Yeah. If you've got an iPad and stuff like that, is one of those things where I think that's a good thing. And I think that there are instances where, like, if you're on a train, for example, I used to buy a physical magazine if I was going on a train.
Yeah.
The problem is the magazines have become ridiculously expensive.
Yeah. They're still in the, what, they're £5, £6, £7 something?
Yeah.
They're like £6 and you don't even get a demo disc anymore.
Yeah.
That was back when I was a child. That would kind of be one of the reasons why I'd buy a magazine is because you'd get a demo disc.
Yeah.
Five, eight games that you wouldn't necessarily get elsewhere. You know, there wasn't like a store back then, was it?
And it also wasn't really the internet as well.
Yeah.
So that's where a lot of magazines excelled. Yeah. Now, you know, you whip up on any sort of Twitter and you get a latest update within seconds, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it. But there's a magazine that's recently just closed. Well, an Xbox magazine. Yeah, I saw it on Twitter the other day. It's like might be OPX magazine.
Oh, official or Xbox OXM. Magazine.
Yeah, OXM.
OXM. Yeah.
Okay. They've just sort of closed down sort of their books, as it were.
Yeah.
Oh, that was end of March. That was actually, so that was quite recent.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a difficult time, I think, for physical magazines, only because I think not many people rely on them for game reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, you just go on our website, filmculture.co.uk.
Plug. You know, and I think that's the thing. Just to, so that DarkSage9117 doesn't think we're ignoring him in the chat. If you're still there, DarkSage, thank you for your comment. We'll come back to your comment when we get to the feature in a few minutes on that comment. He's put in a comment about game delays, obviously, which is what our main feature is. And we'll circle back to that comment for sure. Don't want you thinking that we're just completely ignoring you or that this is a pre-recorded podcast, because it's not. It's live. But yeah, back to the news. I can see a lot of magazines going the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just this day and age now, I think.
Yeah, I think they could have a presence online.
Yeah.
You know, they could definitely have a presence online, but whether or not the physical media is still there, because a lot of people, even with like newspapers, like the Times do a digital subscription to their online service and stuff like that. So there is.
Yeah. The actual newspapers are doing it too, aren't they?
Yeah. So. Yeah. So I just think with how media and everything has progressed since, like, you know, since I was like, I can't even remember the last time I bought a games magazine. You know, in my early 20s or, you know, mid 20s.
Say like maybe 2005, maybe I bought.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Time has changed. So yeah. But that's it. Yeah. I mean, what, Cal? When was the last time you bought a magazine?
Yeah, when I was really young, I'd say 10, 15 years ago, I'd say. I think, everything that's in a magazine these days, you can literally go on a website and read, you know, read and look at it within minutes instead of, and it's free, of course, obviously, on the internet. I think the only way these magazine companies could persist would be if they offered something different, like maybe if they had like exclusive interviews or exclusive demos, for example, or stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
That'd be quite a cool idea, but I'm not sure they would go down that route, to be fair.
A lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of money to get something thingy.
I think it's going to be a presence online you're going to see a lot more of. A lot more of.
Which isn't a bad thing.
I mean, everybody's online, especially with us, everybody in our houses. Well, we can't even buy magazines anyway at the moment. So, unless you get them delivered. So, definitely the online right now is perfect for them.
Yeah.
Perfect thing for it. There you go. Only other little tidbit of news, not really a huge amount of news. Sea of Thieves is coming to Steam, which I didn't even realise until I read this article. And obviously it's going to be cross-play with the Xbox One people as well, which is kind of cool. Expanding the universe of cross-play. Everybody play together. I kind of like that.
It's already cross-play though, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's already cross-play. It's cross-play. Kind of weird how it's doing it.
It's cross-play in the game, so they can't really move it to Steam and not have cross-play.
Not have it. No, it's kind of... It's weird. Who else does it? Somebody else does it as well. They said, it's Red Dead Redemption 2 on PC. Ah, it's cross-play with a Rockstar launcher and Steam. It's like, well, it's PC. It's not really cross-play.
Yeah, it's not cross-play because you're playing the same thing.
Yeah. But at least Steam has come to Steam, so...
I mean, it opens up a lot of, you know, a lot of another people, because I know some people may not want to download it through the Xbox launcher and things like that. Personally, I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered about how many launchers and stuff I have on my system.
12, 11, 12.
There's so many.
I know, but you've got that. You've got that other thing, though, haven't you?
GOG. Yeah, GOG, which is kind of cool. You've got everything in it, which is kind of cool. But I know there have been people in the PCMR world will literally pay on Steam. And people would pay £55 for Red Dead Redemption 2 on Steam, even though you've got to use a Rockstar launcher, instead of going to Rockstar themselves to save myself a few quid. Like,
yeah, it's...
Come on, now, that's just sick. What are you doing?
No, what it is, people, a lot of people don't like to lose face in what they say. And people are like, I don't like the Epic launcher for whatever reason, because they've thrown money at publishers to get games on their system. That just happens, unfortunately, in gaming. People pay a lot of money for services to come to their thing. It's like you wouldn't see Man City fans being all up in their arms about paying 200 million to try and get Cristiano Ronaldo to play at Man City. It's that kind of mentality. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm not a Man City fan, by the way. Putting it out there, not a Man City fan. Just used it because they're
good.
They threw money at the system. You know, I'm not a Man City fan, Cal. Come on. Profit Roll is hosting the stream with 3 viewers. Profit Roll, thank you very much on Twitch, dude.
Oh,
and Dark Sage, I have seen your other comment, and we're getting onto the feature section in probably a few minutes.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's, you know, Sea of Thieves coming to Steam. I mean, it was always going to happen, I think.
Yeah. Microsoft have been really good these last couple of years and getting better with, mainly including the PC lot, you know. And they just put this stuff everywhere, which is really good. Whoever's in, what's this guy's name? Phil Spencer? Is it the guy in charge of Xbox?
Yes.
Since he's come in, it's been different world, to be honest, and I'm kind of like hats off with it. I kind of respect the Xbox computer because you're including the PC crew, you know.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, the third piece of news, hot off the press, PlayStation have just released first images of the new DualSense PlayStation 5 controller.
What's that?
Shut up, Stuart. I'm going to post the link to you two so you can both see it.
Yes, let's have a look
in the Skype chat right now. But yeah, they've just released images of the new. Basically, it says introducing DualSense, the new wireless game controller for PlayStation 5. So, if people have followed anything to do with the PlayStation 5's development, the PS5 controller is supposed to have haptic feedback, but very, very deep haptic feedback. If you weren't aware of what haptic feedback is, current DualShock controller just vibrates. It doesn't give you any haptic feedback as such. But basically what it does is it allows you to feel more about the thing. So if you pull a trigger, if you imagine you're playing Call of Duty and you pull R2 on the trigger, you'll get feedback through that trigger, which will make it feel like you're firing the gun. Alternatively, the other thing that they have said that it's going to be like is like braking on a car game. That R2 button, the brake button that you would usually use on your triggers, that will have feedback, which will obviously, if you drive, you know how a brake works. It goes, it's light and then it goes hard into the soft bit. That's how the button will be. I'm just trying to scan through it. I mean, my opinion is I'm not a fan of the look.
Is quite fugly, I'm not gonna lie. I think it's because it's white. I'm not a fan of,
you know, like, what white if bones. if it was all white with the blue lines,
yeah,
I think that would look good. I think they could have carried black, the blue. It's the black bit, because that PlayStation logo, which is the PlayStation button, just looks tacky. IMO. Knocking over. Let's have a look. So they're keeping everything intact in terms of the design, keeping the shape and what have you of the DS5 the same.
It looks a bit more rounded, though.
Yeah.
More rounded on the corners. A little bit very similar to Xbox controller. Almost not quite, but it got that little shape to it, isn't it, on the sides?
Yeah, yeah. So hardware engineers place the triggers and actuators. The diagram to draw lines of how the exterior of the controller feel. There's no longer a share button as they had on the DualShock 4, which is fine. Don't worry, it's not going away. In fact, they've built upon the success of their industry first share button to bring you a new create button. With create, we're once again pioneering new ways for players to create epic gameplay content to share with the world.
So a stream button almost.
Yeah, I think so. And it's got a built-in microphone. I don't know if that'll be any good built-in.
Probably not.
Talk about the colours. Traditionally, our base controllers have a single colour. We went a different direction this time and decided on a two-toned design. Additionally, they changed the position of the light bar that will give an extra pop on DualShock 4. It sat on top. Now it sits at each side of the touchpad, giving a slightly...
Oh, is that a light, the blue, is it?
The blue is the light bar, yeah. The problem is, though, is there supposed to be... didn't they say that the PSVR was backwards compatible or forward compatible with this PlayStation 5? Now, the PlayStation... You might not be able to see it, so I've got my PlayStation controller next to me. So, if I hold it just there, because then it can see my face. So, if I turn my PlayStation on, I should be able to see the light bar. Basically, the light bar's here. It's white at the moment.
Yeah,
it'll go
blue
in a second. It should go blue in a second. Basically, what that allows you to do is, if you're playing a game with a controller, the PlayStation camera picks up that light bar as where you're aiming it. So it picks it up in a direction so you can aim on the screen.
In the controller this time, and it'll be in a software update, surely.
So you can... Not even letting you see it, is it? Because of the thing. You can kind of just see the shadow of it.
You can see it.
And so effectively, are they then turning around and saying that the...
Nah, I reckon they might do something similar, and that's all they're going to do is just update the software. It's probably got some sort of signal in the controller itself. Yeah. And it'll just give it a different shape, probably, or maybe keep the same shape.
Sorry, I'll just turn off my PlayStation. It doesn't need to be on. But yeah, basically,
I was going to say, have they released any screenshots of the actual PlayStation 5 itself?
No.
Are we right in thinking that it's going to be these colours, like the controller, so it's going to be mostly white and bits of black?
I mean, you could make an educated guess and say that it's going to look in keeping with the controller. I mean, generally, that's what happens.
Yeah, interesting. I don't think it looks... I'd like it if it was all white.
Yeah, all white or all black.
Black.
The two-tone just doesn't...
Odd at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not
fine. Yeah. But, I don't know. Give me a second.
I just want to say, I also lied before as well. I've just realised as well, I have bought a gaming mag lately. Well, it was last year, basically.
Jesus.
It was PC Gamer magazine.
Did you get it on hot deals to get something free with it? Oh, right.
No. I went on holiday, and I was really looking forward to Borderlands 3, and I forget which edition it was, but PC Gamer. I went to WH Smith, and PC Gamer was there, and it was a full spread of Borderlands 3, 10 pages about it. So I bought it. So that was the last time... I bought a gaming magazine, and
so like a special edition then.
That was
lied to us. But... Lied to us.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
my bad.
Oh, jeez. I don't think I can carry on with this anymore.
No.
But I mean that's kind of the news.
Yeah. It's, again, kind of slow news, but you kind of expect that at the moment. Or very trickled through news kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've been getting emails and stuff through about updates and stuff like this and what have you. But, a lot of the stuff is... I don't think it's big news, kind of game-related news. Unless you're interested in that particular game,
you're
not going to be interested in the news. But one thing, the new season on Call of Duty, Season 3, starts tomorrow. It's the end of the Season 2 day today. And the new season starts tomorrow.
Oh. So, content stuff? Do you have to buy the pass?
they've actually released the big stuff for Season 3 already. If you look on Twitter,
okay.
It's there.
Oh, so you dropped it already. Well, that's kind of cool. Just to get people in, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Fair play.
But yeah. But, well, I mean, news-wise, I'm just trying to see if there was anything else that needs mentioning. But, no.
Yeah, move on. It's
I think we'll just move on to the main event.
Main event.
Drum roll.
That's why my phone was playing up. Feature. So today's feature, if you haven't already guessed, we're talking about delays and game delays and things like that. Not anything specific, but in general. Obviously, we will touch on the game delays that are currently being thrown around. but let's start off with DarkSage9117's comment in the Twitch chat. He put, "I think delaying games in this environment is the right thing to do. I know game corporations have deadlines they want to meet and expect their development to go smoothly. But for the new platforms coming out like the Xbox Series X, I think they would have to be pushed back to 2021 at least. For example, Halo Infinite. I know they have it on both Xbox One and Xbox Series X, but I'm sure people would not be angry if they delayed the game on the Xbox Series X by a few months. I know they want to phase out the Xbox One eventually, but in this case, I think pushing games like Halo back is what needs to be done." I have to agree with him to a certain extent. I had a conversation on Facebook with somebody about the latest delays that have happened. So if you're not aware, The Last of Us 2 and Iron Man VR have both are the most recent delays to have happened. And I think that they should just push it back until the PS5 launch and release them as a PS5 launch title. Obviously releasing it on the PS4 as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if you had something like The Last of Us 2 as a launch title for the PS5 would be immense. Like it would be
a lot of people buying it.
Well, that's it. You know, I just think, you know, game delays are inevitable. Unfortunately, we operate in a world of bugs and glitches and massive basically games companies can lose face if they release a game that's either not finished or bugged.
Like Battlefront 2 had a massive issue, not even bugged, but loot box had another massive backlash on internet.
This is it. Hello Games with No Man's Sky.
Oh yeah, wow.
You know, and I envy people that don't know what No Man's Sky is and they're coming to it now.
Yes, because now it's actually a good game.
Did you know the next update allowed you to build mechs?
Wow, okay.
And you can have like a massive spaceship that is like a Star Destroyer.
Nice. But when I first played that game,
paid 50 quid for that game.
I bought it new, day of release.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I didn't regret it. It was still a good game, even though it wasn't what they promised. But now it's just phenomenal. I need to. I haven't played it. I haven't played it since.
It's kind of a completely different game now, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
Evolved so much. And...
yeah, it was third person as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, game delays. Al, what's the worst game that you've had delayed, or the game that you were most looking forward to that was delayed?
So I had to look back. Really, I think for me, Alan Wake.
Right, okay. I never realised that was delayed.
Yeah, it was supposed to be released in 2005.
Hmm.
But it actually came out in 2010.
Oh, so only a little delay then.
Only a little delay. I remember when I obviously saw the initial gameplay of that and screenshots and all that jazz, I was really excited to play that game. And then, yeah, I had to wait 5 years for it to come out. I don't know what the actual reason why it got delayed. Like, obviously it was quite a number of years ago, but you know, I'm a big fan of Remedy Entertainment, and yeah, I remember that really annoying me, kind of to the point where after a few years had passed, you kind of just forgot about that game.
Yeah, and then
when it started sort of the news come back out again, and it's coming out in 6 months or so, it's like, oh wow, I completely forgot about that game. But yeah, I think that's the one that comes to mind when I sort of have a little think about it. Obviously you've got games this year that are sort of recent in your mind, like Cyberpunk, which I was really looking forward to. Obviously you've got to wait till, is it September now, I think?
Yeah, something like that.
So, and obviously, yeah, we just spoke about The Last of Us Part 2 and really want to play that game. But these days I'm not really bothered too much of a delay. You know, we've got so many games to play at the moment. There's so many games, you know, if people have got a PC, a PlayStation, a Switch, or, you know, all these consoles, there's just hundreds of games to play. So, yeah, exactly. So you're always busy. And yeah, I guess they've got to release the game in the right way. You know, they don't want to release something that's bugged out and, you know, gets a bad rap.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, as long as it comes out good. I'm not too bothered.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with you there. I think it's one of those things, though, you just want the developers to be honest.
Yeah.
About games. And be upfront about why they're delaying it. Obviously, Cyberpunk turned around and said they're delaying it because they didn't feel that it had given the right amount of storyline and stuff like that. So they had all the story and everything set, and that's all done. It's the little interactions between all of the different NPCs around the city and everything that they wanted to increase.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, they were open and honest with you. The one that really, not irks me, but gets me really nervous is when someone delays a game, doesn't set another date. So like Dying Light 2, for example, they delayed it, but delayed it indefinitely. That word scares me because it's like, and this was delayed before like the coronavirus everything become the issue that it is today.
That could ring bells of there may not be a studio.
Well, that's the concern. Now I'm not thinking that Techland, and it is Techland, isn't it, that doing that one?
Believe so, yeah.
That they're gonna go away because
no,
they're a good company. But my worry, not worry, but are they now delaying it on the current generation to bring it out as a next generation title only?
I see.
So, you know, what about you, Stu?
I usually sit in the realm of I'm happy when it's done. That's what I kind of Nintendo stance is. It's done when it's done, kind of thing. And I'm usually happy with that. But I remember going back a good few years when my dad brought home Duke Nukem 3D. I used to play this, but so beginning 1997, I used to play it to death. And then I remember about a year later, apparently they announced Duke Nukem Forever was coming.
Yep.
15 years later, it finally released. But that game, I used to look all the time, where is it coming? And I think you could have a documentary on the whole saga of Duke Nukem Forever by the sounds of it. I mean, if you look at the wiki page, it's a massive, massive pages. There's so much background, what went on, what didn't go on. And of course, it got released by, it's a Gearbox who released it, and they managed to get the rights to it, didn't they? Once ID went bust, is that right?
Say that again.
So when ID, is it ID, wasn't it? Or 3D Realms, sorry, 3D Realms, when they went bust, sorry, Gearbox managed to pick up it and then carry on the. And then obviously Duke Nukem Forever came out, and it was cool, but it would have been better maybe about 10, 12 years earlier, you know? Like, you kind of lost the Duke Nukem kind of vibe by that point. But usually for me, for game delays, there might be a game where I'm like, ah, okay, it's delayed a bit, but it's obviously going to be a reason. And I hope, like, in Cyberpunk's thing, they want to add a few little bits, polish a few little things. Because a lot of times when games come out now, you have day one patches and they're still buggy.
Yeah,
you know, and they could have done, you know, Division 2 is a classic example. Now is a very playable game, but back when that came out, get a couple of driver updates, a couple of things, and even then it wasn't polished.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think it's a good thing that they are delayed.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, kind of similar to what Dark Sage says. It kind of, we hope it's for the good. Whereas yeah. you just said about Dying Light 2, there's no date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to go in your head, oh, what are they doing? There's got to be a reason.
You would like to think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a shame they're not too transparent, you know?
Yeah.
Because if they're a little bit more transparent, make people like them.
Well, that's it.
And it'd be good PR for them.
Just whilst we're talking about Dying Light 2, this was the press thing that they sent out. So it was a busy year for us as we continued working on our biggest project to date. We know you're awaiting the game eagerly and we want to deliver exactly what we promised. We're initially aiming for a spring 2020 release with Dying Light 2, but unfortunately we need more development time to fulfill our vision. We will have more details to share in the coming months and we will get back to you as soon as we have more information. We apologize for this unwelcome news. Our priority is to deliver an experience that lives up to our own high standards and to the expectations of you, our fans. That was it. That was their, like...
That sounds like it's done when it's done, kind of...
Yeah, yeah. Response, Cyberpunk 2077. Their one was, we're not going to make the April release window. We're moving to a launch date of September 17th. We're currently at a stage where the game is complete and playable. There's still work to be done. Night City is massive, full of stories, content and places to visit. But due to the sheer scale and complexity of it all, we need more time to finish playtesting, fixing, and polishing. We want Cyberpunk to be our... Yeah, fishing.
Fishing?
We want Cyberpunk to be our crowning achievement for this generation, and postponing launch will give us the precious months we need to make the game perfect. You know what the problem is?
Well,
obviously, everyone's working from home at the moment. So yeah. When these games were delayed, they were all working in an office all together.
Yeah.
So almost expect... those dates to slip slightly more.
I expect some of these games are not coming out till next year, to be honest. Especially with what's going on now, you kind of got to add that on to the months they said about, almost, I feel, for some of these games.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, yep. They can probably work from home, but how much?
It's just
much?
Not as efficient, though, is it? That's the thing.
No, it's not, especially in a big dev land like that.
Well, this is it. You know better than anybody. How easy is it when you're working in an office to just go to somebody, oh, have you got that update for this?
You just shout at them across the room, yeah. Don't you?
You can't do that when you're working from home.
No.
You're relying on...
a message. Are they on now? Are they going to be on later? What times are they going to do today because they're working from home? Like, it's up to them, you know?
That's
yeah,
it.
It is a bit harder. It is harder.
So, you know. We'll see. We'll see how it you know. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. I just on our list of that Avengers game as well got delayed. That got delayed again before the pandemic happened, wasn't it? Was that delayed?
I think so. Anything yeah.
Else delayed before? But they're saying September. That needed work. It was fun, but that needed work.
Yeah, I just think that wasn't finished.
Yeah, I don't think it was nowhere near finished. Couldn't have been.
No, that's it. And, you know, I think we should just rule out 2020. Everything that's coming out in 2020, just delay it.
Yeah.
You know? just delay everything. Just delay it. But the on recent... the other side... Go on, Cal. Go on.
I was just going to say, wasn't the recent Final Fantasy VII delayed?
Yeah, like, I was just about to say month? Final Fantasy VII.
Cool.
As well.
See, great see, minds think alike.
Stu, latest mate. Me and Cal. We're the new host.
Done.
Yeah. It got delayed by a month, but then they released it early on physical anyway to allow people to actually get it in time, which I think is massive. That's great.
Yeah, that is good.
You know?
Why was it delayed for
I
that
can't
month?
Remember.
Because that's not really a massive delay, is it? Like, it's not...
No, you know I just think it just got delayed. The first part of Final Fantasy VII Remake won't make its planned launch. Let me have a look on Google. Final Fantasy VII delay. Apparently, I've already Googled
it's
this.
It's out Friday, isn't it? It's out Friday, yeah.
Yeah. In order to ensure we deliver a game that is in line with our vision and the quality that our fans have been waiting to deserve, we have decided to move the release date to April 10th. We are making this tough decision in order to give ourselves a few extra weeks to apply final polish to the game. and to deliver you with the best possible experience.
Yeah, but most people have had a beginner this week, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah, that's the ridiculous thing.
The physical editions, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mate in work had it last Friday.
Oh, right.
Which is crazy. That's a week earlier than the release.
Yeah,
Can they actually play it, though?
Yeah, I believe so.
I guess it can. It's not online or anything like that, is it? No,
like the digital releases, they were released on Friday, so they're actually technically behind on that.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre. Because surely at this point, look, they'd all get them. Just unlock it. You'd have thought.
But
wouldn't it be great if you were looking forward to a game so much that it actually came out earlier, like a month earlier than the release date? Like, just, you know how like some artist, you know, music artist will be like, bam, on Twitter, new album out now, today, go get it. It's like, whoa. Imagine they did that with a game, like a game that you really wanted. How cool would that be?
I was just about to compare release dates. I was sat there thinking, I'm sure there was something that got released early. It's the tram stop between flipping like Manchester and the Trafford Centre that's been opened early. That's what's early. I mean, it's not a game. I mean, you know, some things do get released early.
Yeah.
Is that by the stadium by any chance?
No, not really. It's not far, but it's not. Yeah, it's not right by it.
Okay.
Just part of Trafford Park.
Ah, okay.
Right, one day I'll take you there, Carl, when we're allowed out.
I've been there many times.
Right, many times, and never told me.
It was when I had a United season ticket.
Oh, well.
Sorry. I don't think I knew then, actually.
To be fair.
It's all good.
Said we're friends.
Fake friends.
Yeah.
Oh, friend. Internet friend.
But yeah, so I mean, game delays, they're a really difficult thing, aren't they? Because game companies will get backlash if they release an unfinished game or release a game that's wrong.
And especially with social media, that'll spread like wildfire.
Do you guys remember the Alien Colonial Marines debacle?
I remember some of it.
Yeah, some of it. I didn't play it.
Essentially, the game was supposed to be an homage to the Alien franchise and to Alien fans, one being myself. And the E3 demo video looked immense. It looked phenomenal. And then when they released the full game, it was like going from like PS4. I'll do it in PC world for you, Stu.
Yes.
It was almost like going from like 2080 Ti graphics. That's the E3 video.
Yeah.
Right. To 950 graphics.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's probably even doing the 950 disservice. It's going back to like,
to be fair,
like
they are cracking cards.
Predator graphics. Yeah, we'll talk Predator graphics now. Okay. We'll go back even further. It was just terrible.
Almost stick figures at this point.
Yeah, but apparently the E3 demo was running on the in-game engine. Now that is a statement that gets people every time. So for the viewers and listeners out there, when something says it's running in the in-game engine and it's a video, it's a lot easier for the developers to bump up the pixel count and the graphical quality of that in-game engine. When they release the full game, so you've got a 30-second video. Yes, it can run on the in-game engine and it can be bumped up to look phenomenal. It can look like it's a... Like when you're running like an engine or whatever it's called, when you're doing your benchmarking, it looks like it's something like that. But then when you're releasing the full game, you've got to spread that 30 second video amount of pixels out amongst the whole level. So that's when you get these graphical differences coming out, which is always why on adverts they have to say whether or not it's in-game, like actual in-game play, or if it's part of the cinematics. Because obviously...
I always just thought they just ran on a high-end PC. A lot of these games.
Yeah.
But yeah, nope. That's a little bit more, because that's actually kind of like... It's almost like you've got a website or a website running locally on your home PC, other than the website, not online. Yeah. So obviously you're in the web in your own computer, it's going to be fast.
Yep.
Yeah. When you're online, it's going to be slower. So it's, I guess it's that kind of concept. It's ran, quote unquote, locally almost, I guess. Yeah, that's interesting. And it's a shame, really, because it's misleading quite a lot.
But, you know, what are you going to do?
A lot.
Exactly. We just
actually wait until it comes out and get the smack across online, I guess.
Well, this is it. It's fun though. You know, it's always fun trying to discover and hope that your games get released on time.
Yes. And this is where a lot of indie games excel as well, because they don't always promise the world.
Nope.
And then all of a sudden they've got this nice little gem, you're like, oh wow. Oh, this is, you know, there's a lot of love went into the game half the time, and they took their time, and that's where a lot of, that's why a lot of these big indie games are getting bigger now, you know, which is nice to see.
Jester's Gamble, welcome in, buddy. Welcome into the Twitch chat. Thank you for dropping the follow. So Jester's Gamble is he's going to be passed on to yourself, Stu. He is a potential YouTube content creator.
Ooh, okay, cool.
So yeah, just waiting for him to produce the first video.
Nice.
And then to pass them on to you. So you've been speaking to this Stu on Discord. You'll be talking to that Stu in future days. But you know what? I'm do you know the worst thing about game delays, right? And this is the last thing. Not the last thing, because obviously we've still got 10 minutes, but The Last of Us 2 and Iron Man VR have both been taken down from the PlayStation Store.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've been taken down from the PlayStation Store and refunds have been issued. So
that just screams like it's going to be next gen, doesn't it?
It does. That's the thing, doesn't it? It's like if it was going to come out at the end of the year, they would just move the release date.
Yeah, and the page would be up and you can do your pre-orders and whatever else you want to do.
Yeah. But they've taken it down.
Funding people who have been doing it feels like, that's next year, next gen.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary. And don't get me wrong, I mean, The Last of Us 2, I think if they released it on the next gen, it would look phenomenal.
No. Yeah, and it might even come to PC.
Sharp.
Maybe.
Not Naughty Dog. Not Naughty Dog.
Oh, watch out! We're going to get a backlash of the hardcore PlayStation fans going, you can't use a game on PC.
That's it. it's. I'm disappointed that it's been taken down completely, like that.
Yeah, that's.
I just think it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah.
It really isn't good.
Did you have an explanation or anything like that? No.
Not as to why it's been taken down.
That's dodgy.
Let me have a quick Google, see if I can get.
Last of Us 2 is mostly finished. Sony and Naughty Dog are pointing to logistic issues preventing the game's launch from fulfilling expectations.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Next gen?
Well,
I don't know.
Essentially, so that is essentially saying they can't guarantee that they can get it delivered where it needs to be.
Yeah,
basically.
I always think of, you can just jump online and download it. I always forget it's physical as well. I always forget about that.
Yeah, you forget these console.
I know, it's like, well, you reach 2009?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, I just forget about it.
My favorite line on that press release: we were bummed about this decision, but ultimately understood it's what's best and fair to all of our players. We're hoping that this won't be a long delay, and we'll update you as soon as we have new information. And then they go and remove it all from everything.
What do you think? They've had a falling out with Sony? No.
I think their reasons are right. I think their reasons of logistic matters are right. Iron Man VR, I'm very, very gutted at. I was looking forward to playing as Iron Man in the VR world.
That'd be absolutely amazing.
You know, just black. Amazing. So that I'm a bit bummed out at that one, to be honest. I'm more hurt at that one than I am at Last of Us. Just as Gambit in the chat, your stream overlay looks like one of the Tilted Nation mouse pads. I don't know who Tilted Nation are, I'm afraid. But thank you. This is a overlay that got made for us, isn't it, Stu?
Yes, it did.
It took a while to get there. But we got there in the end.
Yeah, took a little while.
Took a little longer than it needed to.
Hell. Yes.
But, you know, never mind.
But yeah, we got it. Yeah, they're kind of cool. We like them.
We got it and we use it. We've also got Be Right Back and starting soon screen. So.
Yeah, it's kind of funky.
Which is good. So yeah. So Stu, what's the worst? Here we go. A small company that does mouse pads, headset stands, and mice. Oh, okay. Fair enough. So Stu, what delay are you most upset about currently?
Absolutely none. No, you're kidding. Like, it's not because I'm not interested or not anything.
Here it is.
I got too much to play. And I'm just. It's not enough. Like the game isn't like. Just trying to think if they had like Star Wars Galaxies 2, not the Overpowered, maybe that came up, maybe I'll be excited for that. But there's a lot of games I'm like, yeah, I'll play it eventually. There's nothing at the moment I'm excited about. Like Cyberpunk, I'm not interested, you know. I was looking at that list of games that are delayed. What's that one? Bones and Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones. Yep. That looks kind of cool, but I'm not bummed about it, whatever. You know? Like, I guess I kind of chill, really, a little bit on it. I'm not going to cry it.
That's your problem. You know, that's your problem. Yeah. You're too chilled.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I'm like, it's fine.
You're like, whatever. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever, I've got Wanking Simulator to play. Is that what you're thinking?
Spoiler alert.
I'm still waiting for the video.
Well, I got a bit of time this weekend.
Private time.
I got fiber now. My fiber is rocking and rolling.
You can actually download stuff.
I can actually download games. That was my main issue. Like, the Warzone update took nearly 3 days to download my last internet connection. And then I had the update and it took like less than an hour to download.
There you go.
So I got internet connection to actually download games now. So,
there you go. That's what we need. And upload them to YouTube.
Yes. Yes, I can actually upload them to YouTube. I've taken them like 3 days.
Yeah.
I think the browser actually timed out when I tried to upload something. And I was like, that's pretty bad.
I mean, to be fair, your webcam hasn't gone apeshit this week.
I know. So it's doing something.
But it's got to be good. So you're not worried about any games. Cal, which games are you bummed out at? I have a proper conversation with Cal.
Last of Us Part 2, I would say. I think Cyberpunk I'm looking forward to, but obviously because I've played The Last of Us, the first game, I kind of, you know what to expect, and you really want to carry on that story. So I think that's a game that's going to be so popular, and I think that one being delayed, that's a real pain, I guess. But like I mentioned briefly, these days, because there's so many games to play, I'm not too annoyed that it's delayed a little bit. You know, it'll come out when it comes out. To be honest, I'm sick to death of playing games that come out these days and you just can't play them for like the first month because it's just it's unplayable. Like Stu mentioned before, Division 2, I got it on release.
Both of you guys had massive like problems with the graphics drivers, didn't you?
Loads.
Literally,
and we both
left it.
In fact, we both had
months.
It as well, which was kind of funny.
I think you managed to fix it, Stu, by going back like 7 or something ridiculous graphics iterations.
And it took me about an hour and something because I had to uninstall all the drivers to put another one in. And I kept on going back. Yeah, I think it was like the 7th driver down and I got it stable.
But then wasn't it like you went back that far to go like to get Division 2 to work that then something else wasn't working?
World War Z wouldn't work because it was too old.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Madness.
It's just things like that. You just want them to be released and be playable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what's the point of releasing a game if it's not playable?
Exactly.
And it was probably playable to the high-end rigs they were testing on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have been okay.
Yeah, you'd probably be fine. But for, like, you know, if you look for 3 or 4 year old. Like me and Cam, we on graphics cards coming about what, 3-4 years old, and that's majority of the games at the moment. We kind of like on that for majority of people playing games, and if that ain't working, alright.
He's playing a violin.
Yeah, I have to sell like a few body parts to get your graphics card.
Well, you know, don't hit the player, hit the game. Do you know what? I think I'm more upset about Dying Light 2. Yeah. I am a humongous fan of the first game, like literally, like massive fan. I think it's great.
No, baby.
It's a great game. The actual game itself is phenomenal, honestly.
Co-op, well,
zombies, crafting, looting, resource management, parkour.
Is it a good grind?
Oh, it's a brilliant grind.
I love a good grind.
Yeah, it's a very good grind. You know, lots of different enemies, lots of varied enemies, lots of different weapons. You know, you can add mods to your weapons as well. It's a really, really good game. Like, really, really good. So I think I'm more upset about Dying Light 2 being pushed back indefinitely.
Yeah, it's indefinite on that one, isn't it?
Yeah, so just as Gamble in the chat has said, well, game developers just push games out to make money fast, then push patches or fixes afterwards. Well, this is, you know, this is the problem. this is absolutely the problem.
You know, I played a game called Monster Hunter. I bought
Monster Hunter World.
Hunter World. What an absolute awful game when that came out on PC. It wouldn't basically run. And you had to get a mod off the Steam Workshop just for it to balance the CPU correctly. It was that buggy. And it took them nearly 7 months to fix it. And that's all they did was one patch.
Excellent. Yeah, but I think that was more possibly more because their priority was making it workable on the consoles.
Yes, they were very console focused, and I think that's what it was at the end of the day. You know, that's what.
Just as Gamble in the Twitch chat loves DayZ, but it's nothing but problems. I have to admit, I played DayZ a couple of times. I just didn't get it.
I got it, but I don't know. It's one of those ones. Don't know.
You versus Stu.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be a good one. Live.
Stu versus Stu live, bringing back the old school. We might have to do that. We might have to do that some night.
Yeah, I am available some nights this month.
Problem is, I am addicted to Call of Duty.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
And then especially with the next season starting tomorrow with the new Battle Pass as well.
There's a little grind fest going on for you.
This is it. This is it. Bit of cyber attack. Fill my boots. But guys, I think pretty much that's summing up the game delays, really. Coming to the end. It's now we've been live for just over, coming up to about an hour. And it's been another pleasure. On episode 10 of TC Talks.
Number 10.
Number 10.
In the double digits now.
We are.
Yeah.
In the DDs. This is why I asked Stu to make sure his camera was too far, like, aimed up a little bit. You don't want to see his double Ds.
Nope.
Although I have to admit, Stu, you've steadily, like, gone down in the webcam throughout the thing. Is your, like, hydraulics in your chair okay?
Yeah, it's so hot in this room. I'm sweating, so I'm like kind of like
in your IKEA chair. There,
it is my IKEA chair.
Oh yes, I know IKEA chairs well.
Very comfortable. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's not a bad chair. To be fair, not a bad chair. Not a bad chair.
It's better than my last one. I had it free from work, and like the wheels fell off it. So,
Just before we finish, Jester Gamble has said Dead Matter has been a game pushed back for the last 2 years or more. Wow, they're obviously having some problems with that game. So, as we are coming to the end of this, it just goes without saying. Obviously, in current times, drop somebody a message. I said it on the last one. Drop somebody a message you haven't spoken to in a while. I did. I made sure I did. Dropped a friend a message just to see how they were doing and what have you. So, guys, in the current climate, be safe, be kind, enjoy listening to the TC Talks podcast. If this is your first one, this is number 10. You've got 9 more to listen to back before this. You don't have to listen to them in any particular order, but please drop us a bit of support on the Spotify when you see the links and things like that, and whatever podcast app or location you're using. We're probably on there, let's be honest.
Yeah. I haven't found one yet that we're not on.
That's it. So
yeah, I'm sure there's some random ones up there that I haven't found yet, but yeah,
that's
it'll
it.
Be there.
Just no. Oh no, it wasn't my beard sparkling. It's my microphone that was sparkling just then. There was a little sparkle on my. I thought it was my beard. Oh, it's talking about sparkling. If you're on Animal Crossing, I have been looking at shooting stars in the sky tonight and making wishes.
Ah, what? Why is this?
Yeah.
Did you get a message saying that as well, Cal?
Yeah, last night I did. Yeah.
From old Tom Nook.
No, I did.
Yeah, I looked up what sort of shooting star, but.
Or press A.
Okay.
Or press A. So yeah.
I need to do that.
That's it. So guys, you know, this is another PC Talks episode podcast. Jobby, what's it? I'm loving.
Podcast.
Oh yeah, the sexy podcast. I am enjoying recording these. I have to admit, it's good fun. Just talking about stuff.
Yeah.
If you are listening to this before Friday night, we are hosting a TC quiz night. You know, if you want to get involved, find us on social media and come and join the quiz night. It's just for a bit of fun, bit of a laugh, bit of a giggle. Have a few drinks, have a laugh, and I will be your hostess. Hostess?
With a mostess.
Hostess?
I'll be your host.
You have to wear a wig now.
I'm not wearing a wig. I'm not allowed to go out. It's not essential. It's not essential travel. Sorry,
maybe
government.
Maybe you fashion one out of, like, I don't know.
It's not Animal Crossing. It's not real life Animal Crossing.
No, I
can't go out and pick, like, weeds out of the garden and fasten it into a grass skirt or something.
Oh, can you?
Maybe. But yeah. Like I say, in the current climate, just be nice to everybody. Keep your social distancing. Drop somebody a message you haven't spoken to in a while. Just show them that, you know, make sure they're doing all right. You know, it might brighten somebody's day. You know, you never know who you might message and at what time they might need that message. So guys, TC Talks episode 10 out, done, and we will speak to you next week. So guys, it's goodbye from me.
Bye from me.